What would a sixth grade slumber party be without the telling of a couple of urban legends? Wild stories about the origins of fast food chicken, or what might be living in the New York City sewer system, have always fascinated kids, as well as commentator Jake Halpern.
I love urban legends. I always have. And for enthusiasts like myself, there is no better place to look than the internet, which is teeming with websites that offer detailed reports on the veracity of various legends. If you were curious about, say, the legend that Mikey, of Life Cereal fame, died when he mixed Pop Rocks with a can of soda pop, you could type in a few keywords and learn that this combination of food and drink did not cause his stomach to explode. A great many legends on the internet pertain to explosions. Exploding Zippo lighters, exploding brassieres, exploding poodles, even an exploding cactus that spewed baby tarantulas. While I read all of these stories with great interest, especially the ones marked true, I'm always very skeptical. Let's be honest. Aren't these really the sort of I-swear-it's-true stories that have been bandied about at slumber parties and summer camps since our grandparents were children? I guess, deep down, I always assumed that all urban legends, while entertaining, were ultimately just that, entertainment. Then one day, after I'd put in a solid afternoon's work on my laptop computer, it spontaneously exploded. The keyboard began to smoke, then sparks shot outward, and moments later, flames were shooting out of the hard drive. As I watched my computer burn, I felt a dull feeling of shock and detachment, the way I once felt after emerging unscathed from a pretty serious car accident. Eventually, I snapped out of it and smothered the flames with a towel. I lifted my scorched laptop off the charred remains of my desk. A smoking battery fell out and dropped to the floor. Quickly, I chucked the thing out my front door and into the snow. It landed with a dull thud in a large snowbank, and then promptly burst into flames once again. Like a villain in the most cliched of horror movies, this menace wouldn't die. Eventually, I took out my shovel and buried the damn thing under a mound of ice. I then trudged back towards my house, and as I began to consider how I would possibly explain all this to my insurance agent or the people at the computer store, I paused for a brief moment to savor the realization that this story was simply too insanely bizarre ever to be believed.
Jake Halpern is the author of the book Braving Home.